Day 37. Even your smallest acts of kindness will be remembered and rewarded. Even your smallest acts of kindness will be remembered and rewarded. Matthew 10:42, and this is a verse that the Lord used to speak to my life just last year. Jesus says, if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. There's a family in our church that I was talking to one of the children one day. It's a single mom. There's a number of children. And somehow the conversation got around to milk. I don't remember how it got around to milk. We were just in the fellowship hall in our church between services. And this little 8 or 9 year old said to me, wow, I sure like milk. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it. And he says, but I never get milk. And I said, what'd you say? He said, well, we never get milk. I said, well, what do you mean? He says, well, we're too poor to have milk. So he says, my mom always puts pitchers of water on the kitchen table, but we can never have any milk. And he said, boy, I sure wish we could get some milk. But he said, we can't. We can't afford it. And you know, and I knew the family situation, and he was correct. As I thought about it, I thought, yeah, they don't have the ability to give milk to that larger family with this single mom. And I began to think, and I went to bed that night, and I was thinking about that little boy. And I was thinking, you know, if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. And I thought, what about a cup of milk? If the Lord's going to remember a cup of water, won't he remember a cup of milk? So I talked to Sandy, and we prayed about it, we talked about it, and we got hold of the dairy in town, and we got that family a year's supply of milk. A year's supply of milk. And when I saw that family the next Sunday, they were so excited because they were going to have milk, and they hadn't had milk in a long time. And as I thought about that, I thought, you know, sometimes God brings needy people across your path and you can be such a blessing. When you think of your circle of friends and the relationships that you have and your church family, you know who you need to have your eyes peeled for? Is a single mom. A single mom in most communities is at the bottom rung of the economic ladder. They may have had a decent income when they were married. They may have lived pretty well when they're married. But suddenly something happened in their home. That marriage broke up. A lot of times the mother is now trying to go back to work. Sometimes she hasn't worked in several years, so she's having difficulty getting a job. She gets a lower paying job. Sometimes the husband is not faithful in his support checks. The kids are the victims of the whole experience, and they struggle tremendously. One of the ways you can leave this place, if you want to take a smooth stone, I talked about David this week and how he went down to the river and he pulled out a smooth stone and he went back and he slayed Goliath with one of those stones. You could go back and you could be a blessing to a family with a single mom and some children. Take that stone in your pouch. And my friends, it doesn't have to be a year's supply of milk. It might just be taking them along to a movie. It might be taking them out to lunch after dinner. It might be helping get them school supplies because school's going to start in just a few weeks. I mean, anything you do for a single mother and young children will be used by God to greatly help. And here's the reality. They can't pay you back. But that's the kind of giving God gets excited about, is when you just come alongside someone else. You see, so often as we live our life, we're living with people that are the same economic level as us, and we're looking at people that make more than us. And we're thinking, oh, poor little old us, because everybody else seems to have so much more than we do. The Bible says you're going to be blessed when you help the needy. When you bring yourself into their world, when you bring yourself down to their level, God says at that point you'll be happier. At that point you'll be more content. It's not looking around at everybody else that has what you have or what others have that you don't have. It's literally learning to bring yourself into the lives of those that are needy can be a great blessing to you. This family I'm thinking of that we helped with the milk, there's another family in our church that every Sunday takes them out for lunch. Takes them out for lunch. The couple that does it, they're an elderly couple, they're a retired couple, and they take out 6 kids and a single mom, and they do it every week. And the kids call this guy Uncle Don. He's been like a father figure to them. The father's not there. And Uncle Don and Aunt Julie take out this family, and they just come alongside, and they just loved on this family. They just helped this family. So as you go back, let me encourage you to go back with the stone, to have eyes peeled to those single moms, to those young children. Another young boy came into my office one day, and I'm looking here, Proverbs 19:17. When you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and He pays wonderful interest on your loan. Here's a reality from God. When you help the poor, God says, I'll make it up. Some way, I'll make it up. You may think you're losing, you're giving out, and you have resources gone. God says, no. When you do that, when you help the poor, when you help the needy, when you help people that cannot pay you back, God says, I will get in the picture and I will do something unique in your life. As you help them, I'll help you. Last summer, a little boy came into my office and his name is Isaiah. And he was kind of dejected. He was kind of down. I said, hey, Isaiah, what's going on? And he said, oh, not much. And I said, hey, it's summertime. You're out of school. Aren't you excited? Well, no, not really. I said, why aren't you excited? He goes, because we can't do anything this summer. I said, what do you mean you can't do anything? He said, well, mom and dad are getting a divorce. And mom says, we don't have any money. And mom says, we can't do anything. And we can't go to the pool. And I can't go to camp. And I can't do this. And I can't do that. And he just kind of had his little head hanging down. I said, Isaiah, would you like to go to camp? Oh, I'd love to go to camp, but I can't go to camp. I was told I can't go to camp. I said, Isaiah, we can get you to camp. I said, you come down here with me. And I took him down to the church secretary and I said, we're here to sign up Isaiah for camp. I said, I don't care how we do it. I don't care if it's money from me. I don't care if it's money from church. I don't care where the money comes from, but we're getting Isaiah to camp. And we got Isaiah back to camp this summer. We got Isaiah's sister back to camp this summer. And you should have saw his eyes light up. When you help the needy, you do get paid sometimes, and it's the sparkle in a little child's eyes. It's just the excitement of that child, and he was so excited that he got to go to camp. My friends, and when we help the needy, when we help those that can never return the favor, God steps into the picture. God blesses us as we seek to bless others. So realize that your smallest acts of kindness can be rewarded by God.